So good morning. Here we are, John Katz, Maria Wolf. We're here to do a trial run of our new podcast, which we haven't quite named yet, have we, Maria?
We haven't come up with a name, and we're thinking of some kind of music to do with it too, and we haven't come up with that either.
How about Van Morrison?
I know you. I knew you were going to say Van Morrison. We're going to have to think about it.
Because it's going to be a fight. Who are you? I can tell.
I don't know. I have to think of something that works well. You know, something that works well for the farm. Something that has some meaning for our lives, either creatively or farm-wise, or you know, something like that. So I think we need to just think about it.
Well, whatever Maria says, we have to think about it. That's a fight. That means I'm not going to do what you want to do, and the hell with you. That's what it means.
No, that's not true.
Well, all right. So here we are. We're on our little Zoom program, our podcast program. We're figuring this out, so bear with us. This is going to be a real podcast in the sense of you will hear dogs barking, maybe even farting, knowing Gus and Bud. You'll hear
luckily you can't smell.
Trucks going by. I will probably cough once or twice with my dry mouth. They'll just be real life around here. Maybe you'll hear a donkey bray.
I'm also thinking, John, we should time this. So do you want to at least see what time it is now? So if we want to do 15 minutes
right
and see what that feels like, we want to have an idea.
Whoop.
See, this. So this is part of the real life. Something.
Oh, well, see, this we have to turn off because this is coming from the other. That's coming from the other computer. All right, so that's good. It's good to know these things. This is what you do with a dry run. So we have a Shure microphone. We have our software. Manix Marketing is going to help put this up on probably iTunes. And it's kind of exciting. I want to say a couple of things, and Maria can chime in. We're going to do a weekly podcast. We're going to be maybe 20 minutes, I think we're thinking about, in that range. We're going to talk about the week of Bedlam Farm, the news of the farm, the animals. We're going to talk about creativity, my creativity, Maria's creativity, her art. We're going to talk about Bud. We're going to talk about the donkeys, Lulu and Fanny, about fate and Red.
And about whatever else happens to come up in our lives that week that is of interest.
And our own spectacular relationship, which is entering its 10th year. Feels like longer, maybe.
It feels longer and shorter at the same time.
Delicately put. Well, we're very happily together. And so we'll talk about that, our relationship and how we work things out. We'll just talk about what happens. We'll, as with our blogs, we're going to tell the truth. We're going to be authentic. We're not going to fuzz it up. We might at some point put ads on the podcast if anybody wants to do that, open up a little revenue stream. Since I just learned in my tax returns that I made less money than any point in my adult life.
And we're both giddy about
it. We're both very happy.
Because we don't have to
that?
Pay as many taxes. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I think we think about money differently than most people. But it seems like the less money we make, the less taxes we have to pay, and somehow the better off we are. I don't know. Maybe we live in some kind of alternate universe where
it seems in balance, you know, because I'm getting some money from the Army of Good and use it for the mansion and for the refugees. That's a separate account. I don't spend any of that. And you're selling a bunch of art.
And Etsy has been very, very good for me because it makes it much easier for me to sell my art, much easier for people to buy it. And so I think I'm actually making more and selling more.
So tell people just a little bit about Etsy.
So Etsy we're also testing out the mic to see how close we have to actually be.
Right, I'm telling her, saying her not to look at me and look at the mic.
Because, and it, you know, here I am talking to a mic. It's not so easy. Anyway.
Not so hard.
So most people know what Etsy is. It's a selling platform, and it's a place where people from all over the world sell handmade, their own handmade work. And I've been using it probably for almost a year now to help sell my art in the way of displaying what I have for sale and making it more simple for people to buy it. The way I used to do it on my blog was a little more complicated and time consuming. And this way people can go right to the shop. They click on something, they buy it, it's gone. And no one else can buy it, which I used to have a lot of trouble with that on my blog, the way I used to sell it. So it's just easy, and they can use any kind of payment, any kind of credit card. They could use a check. They could use PayPal. So it makes it very simple, and everything is very easy to see also. And I like the one thing I was worried about with Etsy was that I would lose a connection to my people who were buying my art, because we always had contact through emails, and I really enjoy that, and that's really important to me. But I found that really most of the people who come to Etsy do come from my blog, so we already have a connection. But I still keep that connection going because I send everyone an email.
So one of the things we want to talk about on the podcast is, of course, creativity. Creativity is a big part of our relationship, of our lives. I think we came together encouraging one another. I would not be taking pictures if Maria hadn't called me up every day and lied to me and told me they were good. And
they were good, John.
There were pictures of dead leaves hanging off a tree.
Well, you know.
It was good of you to do that, though.
Good is relative.
Because other people in my life were not saying that to me. So, you know, we all need encouragement, and we encourage each other. We support each other. And we also, you know, have what I call separate but equal lives. You know, I get email all the time to John and Maria now, like we're one thing. And that's nice in a way, but we're not just one thing. We're two very different things who are coming together at certain points.
Definitely.
And that's what I think makes the relationship healthy and work. You know, I don't go in her studio much. She doesn't come in my study much. She's not involved in my writing. I'm not involved in her art. And there are points where we really do come together. And these moments in any creative life where you feel like the world is coming to an end and you're going to starve to death and you're terrified, nobody's going to like your work, or you need someone to say you're good, you're okay, it's all right. And how to manage that is something I think I'd like to talk about on the podcast, how we manage that and how we suggest that other people can manage it. That's one of those other things. We also have endless dramas with the animals here. And, you know, Bud sometimes in the snow will dump in the house and he goes in the bathroom. I'll give him that. Maria's relationship with the donkeys is extraordinary. You all know Red has been an amazing element in my life, and he's getting old and sick. So I want to be open and honest about that.
And don't forget about our fish tank and our snails.
Don't forget about Fate.
Yes.
I forgot about Fate. And yes, our fish tank and our snails and other, you know, I live in a kind of household where, you know, I can wake up in the morning and Maria will tell me about beaver penises. It happens all the time. And you had your octopus phase.
Well, you keep buying me these really interesting animal books, and I keep reading them because they're fascinating. So,
it was actually
beaver balls, and beaver it wasn't balls. Even about.
Don't even
talk. Balls.
I don't even want to hear about that.
It's their sense.
I don't even want to hear about that. It's a horror. I don't want to hear about.
And
that.
We do still have to go see the octopus at the Boston Aquarium.
And I have no doubt that we will. Today, we're going to go see Maria's little museum. Maria has her own museum in Williamstown. It's the Williams College Museum, and it's her personal museum.
It actually isn't, but John likes to call it that.
It is. It's free, which she loves, and it has great stuff, which she loves. There's never anybody there, which she loves. And you can. There goes Bud squeaking on his toy. That's what I mean about. We're not going to edit this stuff out of here. And you know, that's actually an important kind of nourishment, I think, for Maria and for me too. We go to this museum, we see some art, we go to a used bookstore nearby and buy a book. I get some big picture books for the mansion.
There's also a great cinema.
There's a great cinema. We can see good movies and a good Mexican restaurant.
And very good Mexican food.
So at the moment, we go through phases like this. At the moment, we're having a Williamstown phase. There's also a great theater there. We're going to go there in the summer and see some plays. So I want to mention too, you know, for me, one of the things I want to talk about is how I've managed to try to stay grounded and focused during this period of turbulence and discord in the country. After the election of 2006, I really started working with the Army of Good, focusing on the mansion, focusing on refugees, staying out of the argument. I don't rant and write about that, except rarely on the blog. And that's been a great gift to me. I learned that you don't have to be good to do good. I learned that there's a vast army of good people who want to help. And it's been a great grounding experience for me. It's been the dominant theme, I think, of the last few years, and also why I'm not making any money anymore. So see, money doesn't bring happiness.
That's for sure.
Being poor obviously brings happiness. So what do you think? I think this is a good intro. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Well, I just want to say that something that we both are very involved with and is important to us is encouraging other creative people and people to be creative. And it doesn't have to be directly. It happens indirectly, I think, just from the work that we do and from the way we share our lives. And that's very important to me. My finding my own voice and coming from a place where I was silent and was not making my art, and have come to this place where it has become the focus of my life and really one of the most important parts of my life, besides my love for John, of course.
Oh, sucks. Oh, gosh.
But I think that's, you know, that's a lot of what what this is about also.
And why would you say you want to do a podcast?
I think it really started with your radio show. Mm. I think that when I started, John had his Talking to Animals radio show, and I started calling up, and we started talking together about animal issues, things that were going on the farm. And I found that I really enjoyed doing that. It really made me think differently about animals. As much as we're together, we had never talked about it in that way. And I think we work well together. And I think talking is such a different medium. This kind of medium is so different from everything else we do. And it just brings a whole nother element into our creative lives.
I find that the blog has become the centerpiece of my creative life, and the photography also in recent years. And I keep adding these elements to it. You know, I'm getting older, and people wonder why I don't just go off to Florida and disappear. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just beginning to crank up. I'm going to write a play this year. I'm going to work on another book. I have a lot of good stuff going on, and I want to be serious about the podcast. This is another really deep way of being creative. We're not going to charge for the podcast. It's going to be free, and people can donate if they like it or not if they don't, or even if they do like it, they don't have to donate.
Right.
I'm going to learn to speak more slowly and clearly and loudly on a podcast because it's audio, and I'm excited. So I think that's...
All right, well, let's see what this sounds like.
Let's see what this sounds like. We're going to play this back and wince, and we're going to send this off to our partners at Manix, and they're the ones who are going to be putting it up and putting it up, figuring a place to put it. So anyway, welcome to Podcast Land. I hope you like it, and we're happy to get your opinions. John, J-O-N, at bedlamfarm.com, and you're our...
Maria at fullmoonfiberart.com.
You know, unlike the New York Times, we really do want to hear from you and know what you think. And this is a new form for us, and we want to do it well.
And thanks for listening.
And thank you for listening. I'm going to pause the recording.